At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time now for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the 21st day of December for 2017. Well, a Waterford couple landed in the Amador County Jail after losing their car keys. According to the Amador County Sheriff's Office, a patrol deputy was flagged down by a concerned shopper who said she overheard a man in the Walmart parking lot saying he had lost his keys and needed some help. The deputy found Joshua Shucks, along with Yolanda Jimenez of Waterford, and quickly learned a few things. The deputy learned that, yes, they had lost their ignition key. Also learned that Shuck was on parole and Jimenez was on probation. It might have ended there, but once the car was opened, the deputy found a bag of suspected methamphetamine and a glass smoking pipe hidden in a child's car seat. A second pipe was also found in the car. Shuck and Jimenez were placed under arrest, brought to the Amador County Jail facing charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and violating the terms of probation and parole.
Well, PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, bracing today for another possible financial liability lawsuit. Yesterday, the utility's board of directors announced they'll suspend dividend payments to shareholders out of a concern regarding any financial liability in the recent Wine Country fires in Northern California. Now, while state fire officials continue to try and determine what ignited the October wildfires, they killed 44 people, causing an estimated $9 billion in property damage. Investigators are looking into whether power lines or other electrical equipment sparked the blazes. Now, in California, even if a utility is following all safety rules, it can still be held financially responsible for damage if its equipment caused the problem. Now, PG&E Board Chairman Richard Kelly points to that reason for the temporary suspending of dividend payments to shareholders while calling it a, quote, prudent move with regard to the utility's cash holdings. Well, back in June, a judge confirmed the company must pay Butte Fire victims damage after state fire investigators determined the Butte Fire was caused by a pine tree contacting a PG&E 12 kV power line.
And Assemblymember Frank Bigelow is one of two state lawmakers who have committed to accepting a fine by the State Fair Political Practices Commission. According to the organization charged with overseeing proper political operation procedures, Bigelow agreed in talks with the group's enforcement staff to pay $2,000 in fines for using a personal account instead of a campaign bank account to pay nearly $2,200 in meals at restaurants with donors. The other assembly member to face a fine is Los Angeles Democrat Sebastian Thomas. He has consented to pay $3,500 in fines for not reporting in a timely manner three of the contributions he received during his 2014 election campaign. The commission is scheduled to vote today on whether to approve the fines that were agreed to by both assembly members. It's also slated to consider giving the nod to $18,000 in fines to Sutter Health. Sutter Health has agreed to pay for not executing a timely filing of 9 lobbyist employee reports.
The Amador Board of Supervisors approved a reorganization of the county's Community Development Department, alongside with a number of other actions, at Tuesday's meeting. Following the departure of Community Development Director Aaron Brusatori, the board voted to essentially eliminate his position. Now the 5 county departments that previously reported to the Community Development Director, Public Works, Planning, Building, Environmental Health, and Solid Waste, will now report directly to the County Chief Administrative Officer. Well, Brusatori's replacement will now only head up the County Public Works Department, responsible for the county's roads. The change expected to make filling the position easier. Now the board also received a report of continued efforts to address tree mortality in the county. The county's mitigation program has removed some 400 dead or dying trees with another 1,500 identified for removal in the coming year. On average, tree removal has cost a little over $900 per tree, with the county only paying a small percentage of the overall cost. The county program focused on dead trees on private property that could fall and endanger public roadways. Now, another business the board rejected as too high construction bids to install elevators at the district's attorney's office and made an emergency declaration to speed the road repairs on East Clinton.
And the Angels Camp City Council has approved contracts for a new city administrator and city attorney. Melissa Eads will become the city's new city administrator. Eads, who grew up in Calaveras County and graduated from Bret Harte High School, will be leaving her position as a deputy county administrator for San Joaquin County. Douglas White, through his Sacramento law firm, Churchwell White, will become the new city attorney. White is also presently the city attorney for Sonora and Dixon. Eads will replace Mary Kelly, who has recently announced her retirement and has served as city administrator since January of this year. White will replace Derek Cole, who held the city attorney position since December of 2012. Eads will begin on January 16th, and the contract was approved for both Eads and for White at the last city council meeting.
And the Interfaith Food Bank recently received a $10,000 donation from the Jackson Rancheria. The donation made possible by proceeds earned from team registration fees for the Jackson Rancheria's 2017 Fall Charity Golf Tournament, which was canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. Now, team sponsors were offered a chance to have their checks returned. However, most chose to move forward with the donation, despite the cancellation, in an effort to help raise money for the Interfaith Food Bank. Amador County Board of Realtors also gave the food bank a generous $4,000 donation recently, $2,000 of which was used for the Raley's Food for Family program, resulting in the food bank receiving $6,000 in product. Now, Food Bank Executive Director Beth Stanton expressed thanks by saying, quote, "We are so lucky to live in a county that cares this much and gives back the way Amador does."
You better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus.
That's right, Santa coming to town with Jackson Fire Department Santa Patrol. They'll be visiting the neighborhoods of North Main Street, downtown Jackson, including Main, Court, Church, and Summit, along with New York Ranch Road, and traveling into the Rollingwood Mobile Home Park. Once again this year, Jackson Fire Department will be collecting non-perishable food items during the Santa Patrol. This will go to the Interfaith Food Bank. Santa's visit starts about 6 o'clock, and of course, time may change or be interrupted a bit in case of emergency. Santa came to our neighborhood last night. Everybody ran out and wished him Merry Christmas. Well, that's a quick look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.